Eldar. Welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Another important question, and you might not think it's important, but wait until you hear my explanation. Should police officers be able to pull you over to reward you for doing good things? This is happening in Kaysville, Utah, and I can't wait to tell you what I think about this. But before I do that, I have some patrons to thank. These are people who have signed up to make a monthly donation to help support the program. We've got Paul Schoten. Paul is a huge listener of the show. He supported our campaign. Thank you, Paul. I only have your email addresses, so I am going to have to thank you with your email address. M. Vong, thank you. Tammy Evans, thank you. Lamoro, I hope. XMJ, I hope. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Alma Gay, Cute Stuff, thank you so much for your monthly donation. Megan, also thank you. And Lynette, and then Jay Patterson, all brand new patrons to our podcast. These are people who have agreed to sign up and donate $1, $2, $5 a month, $10 a month, $25, even $50 a month to make sure that I can bring this podcast to you and bring important issues to the day. And sometimes something sounds like such a wonderful idea and we pat ourselves on the back, but we don't think about the unintended consequences. In fact, this is exactly what is going on in Kaysville. Not thinking this idea through. Now, I've heard other cities have done this in the past, and I am here to tell you that they are not thinking this one through. Here's the story.
Many of us know what it's like to see those red and blue flashing lights in our rearview mirror and instantly start to panic. But what if the police officer was pulling you over to give you cash instead of a ticket? Kaysville police officers are handing out coupons for cash through the Kaysville Cash Program.
We're trying to use this program as a way to bridge the gap between the community and Kaysville Police and Kaysville Fire, as well as help the businesses that are suffering during this hard time with COVID right now.
It received $10,000 through the CARES Act, and so they made $10 coupons to hand out to people obeying the law.
Some of these things that we're handing out are for people that are less fortunate and don't have the money to go get groceries or different things like that. So it definitely impacts them.
That means if you're riding your bike with a helmet on or giving out lemonade to your neighbor on a hot day, you may get 10 bucks.
Most people are pretty bummed out when they're caught speeding, and it usually ruins their day when they get a ticket, and you know, insurance is going to go up and different things like that. So for them to be able to be recognized for doing something else that they did right, like wearing a seatbelt, it really impacts their day, and it leaves a good memory of the police or fire with them.
The $10 coupons can then be used at businesses all over town. Those businesses will then turn in the coupons to the police department and get the money in exchange. Right now, Officer Benson says they've only given out about $100, meaning they have quite a bit more money to hand out. The program runs through October. In Kaysville, Lexi Johnson, Fox 13 News, Utah.
Oh, Kaysville, Utah. I understand the emotion behind what you're doing. And look, if you want to walk up to somebody on a sidewalk who just used a crosswalk instead of jaywalked, or who gave lemonade to their neighbor or something like that, I support you. I think that that's fine. Somebody picking up trash and putting it in the garbage can. But if you're going to pull people over, this is a terrible and wrong idea on many, many levels. Please stop doing this now. And let me give you the reasons why. First of all, as she mentioned in the story, getting pulled over is one of the worst experiences on the planet. You don't know what you did. You're sitting there thinking about whether or not you have all your documents. You don't know how big the ticket is going to be. Your heart is racing. You're frustrated. You're angry. And so no matter what that police officer does until they get to your window, It is the worst experience ever. You know this to be true. And then they're going to make you feel better by giving you a $10 coupon, which in the moment will make you feel better because you didn't get a ticket. But let me give you some other scenarios that they're not thinking about. Because you don't have a choice to pull over or not. They're not flashing some special green lights that say, hey, pull over because we're going to give you money. You don't have a choice to pull over. Well, what if you're in the middle of an emergency and you're trying to get somewhere? What if you're late for work? What if you're on your way to a job interview and this job interview is very important to you and the police officer pulls you over? I mean, you could think of how many different scenarios where getting pulled over will ruin your day or ruin your job or ruin your job interview or affect your health or some other issue. Mandatorily pulling somebody over to reward them for good behavior sounds wonderful, but it's not right because they don't have a choice. When you flash those lights, they have to pull over, regardless of where they're going, regardless of their intentions. So it should not be done. Now, I can think of another way to do this. If you want to reward people, if you see them doing something good in their vehicle, you have their license plate number. You know who they are. Write it down. Send it to them in the mail. To me, this would be a great way to thank them for driving well, for doing the right thing. They get a nice note in the mail from a police officer saying, thank you so much for being a good, safe driver on this day. That completely solves the problem. Now, I know it adds the cost of postage, but the difference in the cost of postage and absolutely ruining somebody's day or costing them a job interview or something like that. I mean, come on. You got to think about this a little bit more, Kaysville. I appreciate the emotion. I appreciate what you're trying to do. You're trying to put smiles on people's faces. You're trying to help those in need. There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. Now, if you disagree with me, please put it in the comments. I'd love to hear what you have to say and share it with me, and I will share it back with our listeners. But this is just one of those things where they haven't thought it through, in my opinion. And once again, we see the government failing to recognize the unintended consequences of their actions.